tribal power getting in your way here?
Not at all.
Throughout the day, participants shared their family history and professional background and debated scenarios involving gag laws and personal privacy. Jane Polosinski is executive director of the First Amendment Center based in Tennessee. He says despite some differences, both journalists and judges are defenders of liberty. Polosinski adds the exchange between Indian reporters and judicial professionals was one of the deepest and direct he's seen.
And what we saw today was a way, I think, that two groups that might, in our contentious society today, collide, suddenly went, oh, well, now I know why you said that. May not agree with what you said, but they understand it. And that's really, I think, the first step toward getting more and better information out to the public.
The two-day conference ended the same way it began, with a song performed by Santi drum group Maza Kute. The performance was to honor all 30 participants and the ideals of free press and justice for all. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.